I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and it's time again for At the Movies with Mel, so we welcome again Melanie Cutting.
Hello.
And did you see a movie this week, Melanie?
I did.
Good.
I did. I saw a movie yesterday, as a matter of fact. And it is a doozy.
Mm-hmm.
It's Michael Moore's greatest documentary, mm-hmm. as you, many people, certainly you know. Mm-hmm. He's made many, many documentaries. I think his first one was called Roger and Me, and it goes back quite a few years now. And he made another one back in 2004 called Fahrenheit 9/11,
mm-hmm.
having to do, of course, with the disaster, the World Trade Center mm-hmm. Bombing and so on. And his latest is called Fahrenheit 11/9. So it's a little confusing.
Okay.
Anyways, it turns out Fahrenheit refers to kind of a conflagration, you know, some huge, typically something related to fire.
Mm-hmm.
It's based on the novel from a number of years ago, Fahrenheit 451. So Fahrenheit 9/11 was the 9/11 situation. This is 11/9, which refers to the day after the election of Donald Trump. So the election was November 8th,
mm-hmm.
2016, and it's this is the day after. So 11/9, it's the 9th of November, sorry. It's quite a long film. It's over 2 hours, something like 127 minutes. So it's long, and it's a... What can I say? It was
okay.
It was such a powerful film, and I of course, you know, read a few reviews, and I've also, you know, formed a few opinions over the years about Michael Moore's style. And certainly the critical opinion was anywhere from this is his best film ever and this is the one he was born to make to this won't go anywhere. He is so over the top in his views about the Trump election, the Trump presidency, and the situation in the United States these days, that he certainly, you know, no one who is even remotely conservative, as opposed to ultra liberal, is likely to see this. But I learned a number of things. I learned some very interesting things. And I kind of had to say, Michael, you're too over the top in this. You should have toned it down a little bit, because then you probably, your points probably would have gone over better. I found that when he wasn't talking himself, but rather was interviewing people who are very knowledgeable, and they're kind of pretty down to earth and solid folks, and when they spoke, and that their opinions really, from my perspective, you know, carried some weight. Whereas Michael Moore is just, I think the word is a flyé. He's just all over the place. He not only in this film, he not only targets, of course, the whole Trump situation, the era. He also spends a lot of the 2 hours and some minutes aimed at Governor Rick Snyder in Michigan. Michael Moore is from Flint, Michigan, and I think it was his first movie, Roger and Me, that dealt with the whole auto industry situation in Michigan. So for whatever reason, there's a lot of time spent on that, which they probably could have made into a whole different movie, perhaps, but and that was a situation I knew, frankly, zero about, but it was just outrageous. The things that Governor Snyder got away with, he is still, by the way, governor, mm-hmm. And will be for another, I think, year or two, essentially for his cronies, for big business, and definitely against the less fortunate, of whom in Michigan, especially Flint, Michigan, there are many thousands. And if you happen to be black or Hispanic, you're really targeted. So that was part of it. The information about the lies that are told to the American people, like all the time by politicians, Republican and Democrat. That was interesting to me because the Democratic machine is kind of as bad as the Republican machine. And one politician that did not come away unscathed, although one would have thought maybe he would, is Barack Obama. He showed up in Michigan, in theory, to everybody thought, oh, our hero has arrived, mm-hmm. and he's going to, at the time he was president, and he's going to, you know, take Governor Snyder in hand and take care of this very bad situation having to do with tainted water. And in fact, he didn't. He never did. And anyway, on and on and on. So Michael Moore is very much a stand up for the little guy, and more importantly, make sure that the little guy stands up for himself. He said, no change will be made, and changes are seriously needed without people taking a stand, taking action. And there were a number of cases referred to where that's exactly what happened. You know, people, regular folks, took the situation in hand and made a difference in the lives of them, their own lives, the lives of the people around them. So that was kind of uplifting. But by and large, the movie was just a huge downer, and quite scary. And people might consider this the most or the least effect part of the movie was when he very, very directly compared Trump to Adolf Hitler. And he did a pretty good job of showing that, yeah, this is how it began in Germany. Everybody said this will not happen. And guess what? It did happen. And then it got worse. So he is, as I say, it's either you love this part of the film when you said right on, or you said, oh, Michael, you've gone too far. But in my way of thinking, it actually was quite effective. I came out of the movie and there were only five of us in the theater. Five in my little group and somebody else in this very large theater. I came away kind of upset and thinking, look, I know it's not a perfect movie, and I know Michael Moore has, you know, his own issues that he's always harping on, but there was just so much content in the movie that was accurate. It just was like, oh my God. And there's a young man coming to, oh, this will be too late. This won't air until Friday. Anyway, a young man named David Hogg from the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida, who is coming to Bishop's University tomorrow night, Tuesday. He had a fairly major role in the movie in terms of his cause, which is basically disarming the United States. So it will be there again. It's not on its way out. Unfortunately, again, the website, it has a little picture of the movie poster, and it just says French. So you have to kind of click on the little movie poster to discover that it is subtitled in French, but the movie itself is in English. So don't be discouraged. And do go see the movie. I think you may not like it, you may not agree with it, but I do think it's worth seeing.
It sounds like it. You certainly piqued my interest.
Yeah. Okay, other movies that are playing, there's a new one called Smallfoot, which I mentioned last week. It's a cartoon, and it looks like a pretty cute cartoon about a whole community of Yetis or Sasquatches or Bigfeet who encounter one human being who is the Smallfoot of the title. And it looked from the trailers and from what I read, I was like, yeah, this would be cute. This would be a nice way of moving away from Michael Moore's hugely pessimistic outlook. And coming up on Friday, We have a few good ones. And the one that, again, I mentioned last time is called A Star is Born.
Mm-hmm.
And it is appropriately listed as French and English. So there are, they show the French version of the movie, and they also have the English version of the movie. It's not subtitled. So that's actually preferable. But at least it's clear that, yes, you can go see this movie in English. And that is opening on Friday. Lady Gaga is the star. And her co-star and, I believe, director is... anyway, I think this is... it's gotten good reviews so far. Critics have liked it. The audiences have liked it. I'm sure I will like it. So I would certainly recommend this as one to catch on either on Friday when it opens up or on the weekend. Another one opening also on Friday is called White Boy Rick. Which isn't doing terribly well with either critics or audiences, but it looks interesting, about a young man in the 80s who becomes, in the United States, who becomes an informant, a police informant,
mm-hmm.
and is involved with the drug trade,
mm-hmm.
at the time. This is sort of the big war on drugs time in the U.S. was the 80s. I don't know a whole lot about it. It may be one that I will try and see. And certainly after A Star is Born. Bradley Cooper, sorry. So we have Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper as the stars of this latest of the Star is Born remakes. As I said last week, I think this is the fourth time they've taken this movie and redone it. Another one which I suspect I won't see is called Venom. It's a horror movie. With a very good actor, Tom Hardy, who's an excellent British actor, playing a creature who transforms from human to creature and then back to human again fairly mm-hmm. often in the course of the
okay.
movie. So interesting trailers. but horror movies are by and large not my thing, so I will probably take a miss on that one. And another movie coming, although this is a little confusing because it's, first of all, it says that it's opening up August 22nd. And in any event, when it comes, and when it comes in English, which I hope will be soon, it is called, it is an English movie, and it's called Bad Times at the El Royale. And I've never heard of it, and I did watch a preview last night at the movies, which was all in French. So I'm hoping that they will end up getting an English version of this movie, because it did look like quite a fascinating movie. It looked to be one that you couldn't actually peg as a particular kind of movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that.
Oh,
things that are offbeat. Mm-hmm. And this definitely seemed to be an offbeat film. Just to kind of wrap up, we have several English movies currently playing. One, Night School, Kevin Hart and Tiffany Haddish. There's an English version. Again, one I thought, maybe not. I did look at some reviews today, and basically it's being seen as not a great movie. Not a great comedy, not a great movie. And I personally am not a big Kevin Hart fan. There's the Fahrenheit 11/9. Again, I would really recommend, pay no attention to where it just says French mm-hmm. on the website. Go to see that one. Another one in English is the House with a Clock in Its Walls. Somehow it translates as La Pendule d'Halloween. Anyway, that's a Jack Black, kind of a comedy horror movie.
Mm-hmm.
So not deep dish horror, which is okay. I would probably enjoy that.
Okay.
There's another one, The Nun. Again, a French version and an English version. Again, a horror film.
Mm-hmm.
Probably Life is Too Short. The Smallfoot movie, the cartoon. And there's and the other one, which is still there, and again, and I recommend it every week, is called in French, Petite Faveur, in English, A Simple Favor. This is a good, engaging, entertaining movie with an interesting story, very good performances. You will not be bored. So that's my wrap up for the week.
Okay. Well, we thank you very much, Melanie.